60 former military officials from around the world joined in the call for complete nuclear disarmament today. They issued a statement saying long-term international nuclear policy must be based on the declared principle of continuous, complete, and irrevocable elimination of nuclear weapons. Yesterday, two retired U.S. generals publicly called on the United States and Russia to commit themselves to eliminating their nuclear arsenals. The former head of the U.S. Strategic Air Command, General George Lee Butler, and the former commander of NATO forces, General Andrew Goodpaster, said the U.S. can fight and deter its enemies using conventional weapons. Joining us to talk about all this are Richard Pearl, who was Assistant Secretary of Defense in the Reagan administration, and Rear Admiral Eugene Carroll. He's been in command of U.S. forces at sea and on land and has been involved in planning for nuclear war. Mr. Pearl, let's start with you. I'm sure that you know General George Lee Butler from your time under President Reagan.
I do indeed.
Are you surprised to hear a former SAC general talk about complete elimination of nuclear weapons?
I am a little bit, yes. Mainly because he must know that it's impossible to verify the complete elimination of nuclear weapons. And I think that at some point these issues become judgments about politics and political behavior rather than military in nature. And I think that is probably where the difference lies between General Butler and myself.
What do you mean, differences in political behavior?
I think it's politically naive to expect that because the United States demonstrates a willingness to give up its last remaining nuclear weapon, that we could count on the likes of Saddam Hussein, if he had one, or an Indian government, or a Chinese government, or the Russian government, for that matter, to follow suit.
Admiral Carroll, what is your argument about a North Korea, about an Iraq with a nuclear capability?
The simple argument is that we can take care of them very, very promptly and thoroughly without nuclear weapons. And as a matter of fact, all the plans are to do exactly that. The lack of utility of nuclear weapons is what drove, I think, General Butler and General Goodpaster to make their statement, and those of us who signed the International Declaration to say that nuclear weapons simply cannot be used for warfare, and that we must start on a path that leads someday to nuclear disarmament. Taking Mr. Pearl's comments, I would say he should note that the generals have all said this will take a long, long time to accomplish, will require great improvements in verification, making transparent and verifiable arrangements so that people cannot secrete nuclear weapons or have them available for surprise use.
Mr. Pearl?
Well, one can assume away the problem. But I know that now and for the foreseeable future, we have no means of verifying the possession of an object as small as a nuclear weapon. I could have one in the desk in front of me.
I agree with Mr. Pearl entirely that today this cannot be done. But that isn't what the statement says. The statement says let's start on a path toward that goal.
Richard Pearl, I know that you were very suspicious for many, many years about any kind of arms control agreements with the Soviet Union, but now, after the Cold War is over, what is your feeling about drawing down the nuclear arsenal?
I think we have too many nuclear weapons, and I think we should get rid of a significant number of the ones we now have. But I think it is foolish to embrace as an objective the elimination of all nuclear weapons when we're compelled to concede, as the Admiral has, that we cannot now safely do that. If and when we can safely do it, that's the point at which we should ask ourselves whether to take that step.
But if you don't go toward elimination, you're going to a halfway point and therefore are not pushing strong enough. Would that be your argument, Admiral Carroll?
That's absolutely right. The fact that we don't know how to do it now and cannot foresee the means of doing it should not in any way slow us in our efforts to pursue the goal and to make practical arrangements now. For example, the statement calls for separating the nuclear warheads and the delivery systems. That's not part of any arms control arrangement now, but it certainly could be done safely and make the world just a little bit more secure to know that there aren't missiles in silos ready to go with the warheads in place.
You know, I find it intriguing that General George Butler and those who are on the other side of the argument, pushing for a strong nuclear arsenal, both could use, conceivably, the same argument, which is the scenario of a terrorist attack by nuclear weapons, simply because they're out there.
There may well indeed be nuclear weapons at the disposal of terrorists. That seems to me one reason why we would not want to be without a nuclear weapon of our own. For deterrence purposes, having nuclear weapons in the current state of the world seems to me a pretty good idea. We came through the Cold War remarkably without getting into a major war with the Soviet Union, and I think that was due in part to the fact that we had a nuclear deterrent which had a sobering effect all around.
It's kind of like a science fiction movie that someday in the future, in the far future, there will be one person left who knows how to make a nuclear weapon.
Well, if there is, I hope he's an American.
The argument that we need nuclear weapons to deter nuclear terrorism doesn't wash in my estimation. General Butler discussed the possibility that the towers in New York could just as well have been destroyed by a nuclear weapon as by high explosives, and that would have wiped out most of Manhattan. But then who would we have used our weapons against? The answer is no targets. The great defense against nuclear terrorism is to take away the means of developing these weapons, and the best way to do that is to get rid of the weapons and the materials, put them under strong international security so that terrorists cannot weld one into the hull of a tramp steamer that sails into Los Angeles Harbor.
Retired U.S. Navy Admiral Eugene Carroll, now Deputy Director of the Center for Defense Information. Richard Pearl was Assistant Secretary of Defense in the Reagan administration. He's currently a fellow at the American Enterprise Institute.